Good morning.
大家早上好。
I'm sorry for the long passage of scripture.
抱歉，今天这个经文有点长。
Interestingly, in Greek, it is all one sentence.
有意思的是，在希腊文里头，这是一句句子。
I think it's more than 200 words.
大概是超过200个字，但是一句句子。
But it's important to hear the things that that Paul and the Lord wanted us to remember throughout all of the ages.
但是这是非常重要，保罗和我们的主，让我们来记住这个信息。多少年以来一直要记住这个信息。
So we're past the middle of summer now.
所以我们那个夏天已经过了一半了。
And pretty soon we'll be heading into a new semester.
很快，新的一个学年就要开始。
I don't know about you, but I really like the start of a new academic year.
不知道你们怎么样，但是我个人我是特别喜欢新学年的开始。
Honestly, part of my excitement stems from just becoming a little bit bored.
实话说，就是我对这个新学年的盼望，实际上在某种程度上是对过去、对老的东西有一种厌倦。
And I just begin to crave something new.
所以我就会渴望一些新的东西。
And that's not always a great reason.
当然这个不一定是一个很好的理由嘛。
But it also comes from believing that God is working out his sovereign plan in our midst.
但是我这个兴奋有一个原因就是我非常希望来看到神的主权，神给我们每个人的计划。
And I'm always excited to see how things are going to turn out.
我非常期待 这个事情将会是什么样子，神是怎么会改变做工的。
Let me give some examples.
让我来给大家举个例子。
Right now I'm excited to see how God has really used the pandemic to help those without Jesus become more interested in starting a relationship with him.
比如说现在我非常的兴奋，就是神在过去一段时间，在这个疫情那个中间，用这个机会让那些没有 听到耶稣的人能够开始和他有一个关系，建立一个关系。
But it may not look like excitement.
但是这个过程看起来不见得好像非常的激动人心。
It might present itself in loneliness.
它有时候可能显示出来的是孤单。
Or isolation.
孤立。
A readiness to interact with people.
愿意和人来交流交往。
Or maybe in having deeper questions about life in general after seeing so much hardship.
或者是在经历了那么多苦难之后，希望来问自己这个问题，有关人生的问题。
I'm also excited about some things that are going to happen during this fall semester as Grace Bible Church launches a new campus.
同样让我感到兴奋的是，在新学年开始的时候，我们 GBC 会开一个分部。
We're calling it the Midtown Campus in Bryan.
我们把这个新的这个分部称作为 Midtown in Bryan, 在Bryan的一个新的一个教会的分部。
But it'll also have a Spanish name.
同样它还会有一个西班牙的名称，教会的名称。
Iglesia Biblica Grace.
它的名称叫 Iglesia Biblica Grace.
Just Grace Bible Church.
实际上就是恩典圣经教会。
Including CSCBC, Grace Midtown will be our fifth campus.
包含我们的大学生华人圣经教会在内, this Midtown Bryan 就是我们的第五个分部。
And it represents a step deeper into our very diverse community as we seek to plant another bilingual, multi-ethnic congregation.
当我们再开始一个另外一个 双语多种族的这个教会的时候，这个代表了我们又走出了一步，来，在我们这个多元的这个社区里头，施工了新的一步。
And this congregation will focus not only on the English but also the Spanish-speaking Latino population in Bryan and Cal Station.
这个新的分布不仅仅是目标在于那些说英语的，还 主要是针对那些说英语的西语人口。
And so at 9 o'clock, we'll have an English service that's translated into Spanish.
所以9点钟的时候，我们有英文
And at 11 o'clock, we'll have a Spanish service that's translated into English.
11点钟的时候是西班牙语的敬拜,
because you're familiar with the problems.
大家可能知道这个, 这个问题,
it's an attempt to keep the grandmother and the kids and the grandkids all together worshiping the Lord in whichever service they choose.
我们用那个双语的环境是我们那个目标就是让那些 祖父母啊, 孩子啊, 这个都在一起, 都能够来参加。
But it also gives us the opportunity to help reach the 15,000 Hispanic college students at Texas A&M and Blinn.
然后同样也给了我们那个机会让我们能够服侍在 Texas A&M 1,500多个 西班牙裔的学生，15,000，15,000，sorry，15,000。
To be honest, we're a little behind in our planning.
实事求是的讲，我们在那个规划的过程现在有点滞后。
We're behind in our construction.
这个施工也有点滞后。
And some days we begin to wonder how much of our dream will come true by September 5th. The day that we're supposed to launch.
有时候我们也会在想啊, 9月5号就是我们本来预定的, 开始的那个日子, 到那一天不知道我们多少梦想的那些东西能够完全的实现。
But we have to remember that God is building something for His purpose and His glory in His time.
但是我们应该记住, 是神 在建造，按照他的旨意，按照他的荣耀和按照他的计划。
And we, His children, are inviting people into that work and into that process.
我们作为他的儿女，我们是在邀请人来进入他所做的这个工的这个过程中间。
Doesn't it sound a little bit familiar to the situation here at CSCBC?
这个是不是听起来对我们圣经华人教会听起来有点相似啊？
We know that there's a large Asian population both in our city and in our university that needs to be engaged and challenged into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们知道在这个城市，包括这个 Texas A&M 这个学校，有一个非常大的这个亚裔的人口，他们需要来引导，需要来。 被挑战，来开始和神之间的那个关系。
We know that there is a complexity of different cultures and different generations and different languages that we need to overcome.
我们知道这个不同的文化，不同的语言，不同的带，会带来这个非常复杂的事情，我们需要来克服这些。
And we too as a church have been tasked to play a significant role to all of these people, the families, the students, the international students, and the kids.
我们作为一个教会，我们担负的这个任务，就是来要服侍这些人，这些家庭，这些学生，这些孩子。
But we don't always feel ready.
但是我们不是一直感觉到，我们已经完全准备好了。
As a matter of fact, we sit here this morning in anticipation of the sanctuary being completed.
事实上，我们今天坐在这里，其实我们还是在等待这个主堂这个施工完成。
I went and looked this morning, and it's looking great.
我早上进去看了，都很好。
We have significant questions as to whether or not new international students will even be able to come.
还有一个很大的问题是新的学生，新的国际学生。 到底能不能来到A&M这个夏天，这个秋天？
And we have to admit that we have a few post-COVID challenges still within our congregation.
我们还必须要承认，在疫情以后，我们还面对不少的挑战。
Even this morning, we're stretched across technology instead of being able to gather physically together in one place for encouragement in this greater task of helping people find and follow Jesus.
就是今天早上我们还是面对着，我们必须要用网络技术，在不同的地方，来参加这个敬拜，而不是所有的人都能够来到现场。 来一起来彼此的鼓励，来一起来担任这个任务，来帮助其他人，让他们来认识和跟随耶稣。
So what will become the center of our lives throughout this next academic year?
所以下一个学年，我们生活的中心应该是什么？
There's so many things that we can pursue.
有很多很多的事情，我们可以去追求。
Health, job security, and job advancement.
健康，这个工作的稳定，升职。
Family time, education.
和家人在一起的时间，儿女的教育等等。
But let's not forget to ask the very most important question.
但是请大家不要忘掉一个最重要的问题。
For what bigger purpose have we been set apart?
神把我们拣选，是为了什么样？是为了一个什么更大的原因、目的？
Really, this is the key question for those belonging to the body of Christ that needs to become the foundation of all other questions and opportunities placed before us.
这个问题对我们属于神的教会的每一个人来说，这是一个非常基础性的一个问题，也是其他问题的基础，也是放在我们面前的。
And this is the question that got me thinking about the content of my sermon this morning.
就是这个问题让我来想今天我讲到的内容。
So for the coming Sundays that I'm here teaching over the course of the fall semester, I would like to walk us through some passages in Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
所以这个学期，接下去的一些，我来讲到的那个星期天，我要跟大家讲。
This is a book of the Bible that seeks to answer one of life's most important questions. Who are we?
这一卷经文是帮助我们来回答我们人生的一个非常非常重要的问题。这个问题就是我们是谁？
The importance of this question can't be understated.
我们千万不能低估这个问题的重要性。
When we don't understand who we are, there are consequences to who we to our belief in Jesus.
如果我们不清楚这个问题的答案，不知道我们是谁，这会影响我们的信仰。
Sometimes we can become confused about what the purpose of our life is.
有时候我们会对我们生命的意义有困惑。
We can view our relationship with God as inconsequential or trivial. Or sometimes just kind of cultural.
我们会把我们和神的关系认为是不是那么重要，非常琐碎的，甚至仅仅是一种文化上的东西。
We can see our call to Christ likeness and to holiness and to faithfulness and to service is kind of optional.
我们可能把神呼召我们要像基督一样圣洁，然后忠心服侍。 把这些东西都会看成是可以选择的，而不是必须的。
And we can misunderstand or misprioritize the value of community.
我们也可能把我们对这个社区的这个看法，这个优先次序都放错了。Sometimes
we make it everything, which is an error.
有时候我们把这个作为我们所要考虑的所有的东西。 这个本身是不对的,
or sometimes we say it's not necessary, which is an error.
有时候我们觉得这个东西没有必要，这同样也是有错误。And
we can risk becoming more like Christian consumers.
我们有这个危险，就是我们变成一个消费基督徒，making
our church experience about what we want to receive. Instead of serving in a place of giftedness.
把我们在教会的经历，只是看作我们能够从教会得到什么，而不是看我们怎么样来用我们的恩赐来服侍教会。Paul's
letter to the Ephesians will help us address these problems.
所以保罗的 以弗所书能够帮助我们来回答这些问题。
But first, it's important to understand the context of this city of Ephesus.
所以一开始应该非常重要，我们能够来有对保罗写这卷书以弗所的这一些背景有所了解。
In the time of Paul, Ephesus was the third largest city in the whole Roman Empire.
在保罗那个时代，以弗所是罗马帝国第三大城市。
It fell behind Rome and Alexandria down in Egypt.
只是比罗马和在埃及的亚历山大小一点，是第三大。
It's kind of in our context like talking about the same type of influence of a Chicago or a Los Angeles falling behind New York City and Washington, D.C.
就按照我们今天看来，就有点相当于，这个它的影响力有点像芝加哥和洛杉矶。只是在纽约和 DC 之后。
It was a big city where the Jews and the Gentiles were living together in the midst of Asia Minor, where everything was available.
这个当时是犹太人和外邦人住在那个小亚细亚这个地方，就是几乎所有的物质需要那边都有。
You could find sex, money, and fame.
性、钱和名誉。
Power, position, progressive thought.
这个权力、地位、那些进步的思想。
Conservative religion, cults, and multiculturalism.
保守的宗教、邪教以及文化多元化，这个地方都有。
Honestly, it was where people could feel most like citizens of Rome.Away from the confines of living in Rome.
很多人都会觉得这个地方就像在罗马帝国一样，虽然它不是在那个地方，但是人觉得就像罗马公民一样在那个地方。
It sat on a prolific trade route where the news of the world passed through the city streets day by day.
同时它坐落在一个非常繁忙的贸易通道上，所以全世界的新闻每天就能够经过这个城市。
I can only imagine what it looked like in its heyday.
我只能想象当它全盛的时候，这个城市是什么样子的。
I've been able to visit there twice, and I can say that even after 2,000 years, it's one of the most impressive historical sites that I've ever visited.
我去过两次虽然这是2000多年以后。我仍然觉得这是对我来说是印象最深的一个历史遗迹。
The point here is that Ephesus was a place, if not the place, that was a picture of material blessing.
我想要说的就是以弗所这个地方就是一个物资财富非常丰富的一个画面。如果它不是最丰富的，至少是一个非常丰富的之一。
And it was always a place that Paul had on his mind as he sought to minister to the places in the Roman Empire.
这是在保一直其实这个城市一直在保罗的心里当他要在罗马帝国下面的地方来传福音的时候，一直有这个在他的脑子里头。
Even at the beginning of his second missionary journey, Paul immediately wanted to move to Asia, but for some reason the Holy Spirit prevented him going.
甚至在他第二次旅行开始的时候，他本来想要去小亚细亚，但是最后是圣灵阻挡了他。
But by the end of that journey, Paul gets his first visit in Ephesus, speaking mostly to the Jews within their synagogues.
最后在第二次旅行布道快结束的时候，保罗去了以弗所，但是主要是在犹太人的会堂。
It wasn't until Paul returned a little while later that he was able to stay for 2 years and really dig into the ministry there.
就是在后来他才有机会深深地进入到这个城市，并且在那里头住了两年。
And Paul left again, not to return again until the very end of his ministry. He was able to meet with the leaders in Ephesus in another city, and it was a very tearful goodbye.
一直是他又离开了以弗所之后再也没有回去，直到 一直到他这个公开的服事宣教快要结束的时候，他在另外一个城市和以弗所教会的一些领袖们见面当时是一个告别的时候都是流的眼泪的。
When the letter to the Ephesians is finally penned, it's about 10 years later where Paul is writing from the confines of prison in Rome.
当以弗所书这卷书写下来的时候，那是又是十年以后，当时保罗是在软禁在家里。
Known as the prison epistles, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon carry a large weight of the known teachings of Paul for the church.
以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西和腓利门这几卷书称作为监狱书信在教会有关教会的教导中间，这几卷书分量非常重。
Paul wanted to remind the Ephesians and the other churches who would read this letter that though they lived with privilege all around them, that eternal blessings were only found in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
保罗提醒以弗所教会和那些读他的信的其他教会的人，虽然他们在活在一个物质生活非常充足的地方，但是真正的满足只能来自于神。
And he wanted to remind them that what the world had to offer in material blessings ultimately was never going to satisfy.
他提醒大家，世界上的东西所能够提供给你的，哪怕再多，最后并不能给你完完全全的满足。
We read the passage at the beginning, but I left out the very first two verses, which is the greeting from Paul.
我们今天读了以弗所书前面，但是我们没有读最前面的两节圣经。这个两节圣经是保罗的问候。
And Ephesians starts out like many of Paul's epistles.
这个以弗所书开始就像其他的保罗的书信一样。
He talks about how he himself, as he introduces the letter, is that he is an apostle of Christ Jesus.
就像其他的书一样，他介绍他自己是使徒，是耶稣的使徒。
This word apostle, it simply means one who is sent, but it also held this connotation that Paul carried with him the authority that was the same as the disciples.
这个使徒这个词，它本意只是被差遣，但是在这里，它带有这个含义，就是神给他的这个权柄这个权柄跟那些和在耶稣在世上的那个十二个门徒有一样的权柄。
And that authority would become important as he wrote this letter, starting to deal with a number of theological issues that he wanted to teach them.
所以这个权柄对他在这卷书里头，因为这卷书要讲到一些非常非常重要的神学问题，所以这个权柄是非常重要的。
Paul mentioned that he was serving by the will of God.
保罗在这里说他服事是出于神的旨意。
It wasn't something of his person, necessarily of his personal preference, but by a calling from God.
这个并不是他自己选择，而是有神的呼召。
Paul wasn't a guy trying to garner influence or to gather a crowd. He was trying to fulfill his calling as he planted and shepherded churches.
他并不是想要自己来增加他个人的影响，或者能够聚集一大群人，他是为了完成神的呼召，让他来创建并且来牧养以弗所这个教会。
And he wrote to the saints at Ephesus.
这封信是写给以弗所的圣徒们。
Not just people who had been chosen by God to come into a relationship with him, but those who had been set apart by God.For his use.
这个圣徒并不仅仅是那些选择跟随神和神有一个关系的那些人，更重要的是神把他们分别出来的，为他所用的。
This phrase set apart is so important to understand in light of what we're going to be studying in this book of Ephesians.
这个词，这个分别出来，分别为圣。对我们要来研读以弗所书 这个非常非常的重要，这个概念是非常重要的。
Because if we're honest with ourselves, we oftentimes think about our own salvation a little selfishly.
如果我们自己非常诚实的话，我们对得救这个理解常常是有自私的解释。
Oftentimes we think about our salvation in terms focusing mostly on what we've been saved from.
常常我们得救，对得救的理解，我们看重的是我们被从什么地方解救出来。
But we also need to give great consideration to what we have been saved to.
但是我们必须要完全的考虑，我们被拯救到什么里面去。
That God has set us apart for His purposes and not just our own.
神把我们 分别为圣，不有他自己的旨意，并不是就像我们自己只考虑我们自己的。So
even from the very beginning, we get the picture that this letter is going to be about what God has done on our behalf.
所以这卷书的重点是神为我们做了什么，and
not what we have done to try to earn something from God.
而不是说我们做了什么来配得神给我们的什么东西。
In the greeting, he talks about those who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
在他的问候里头，他说，在基督里面有忠心的人。
And throughout the book, he will focus on this idea of the faithfulness of those who follow Christ.
整个这卷书里头，他会不断地提到对神的忠心。And
he talks about it as a responsibility of all those who believe.
而这个忠心是所有的信徒所应该有的一个责任。And
this concept of faithful, this word that he used, covers two different aspects.
其实忠心这个词，它本身有两个层面的意思。The
first is being full of faith. And the second is being faithful.
第一个是蛮有信心，第二个是忠心。To
be full of faith means that we're not living our lives according to fear.
蛮有信心意思是我们不能生活在恐惧中。But
it means that we're trusting God for every outcome as it pertains to our faith, to our health, to our work, our family, and our church.
信靠神，我们的信仰，我们的生活，我们的每一个方面，我们都信靠神。To
be faithful means that we are committed to the cause of Christ with the highest possible priority over everything else that we do.
第二个方面就是忠心，忠心就是一种承诺，我们所有的神要我们做的事情，是我们最高的这个优先权。
It means that we stay at the task that God has given us until the task itself has been completed.
所以这个意思就是说我们要完成，我们要做神给我们的工，一直到他做完为止。And
the task is the Great Commission.
神给我们的工就是神给我们的大使命。If
we were to do a little self-evaluation this morning to determine how full of faith and how faithful we have been in the last 6 to 12 months, how would the evaluation turn out?
我问大家一个问题，如果我们做一个自我评估，来评估过去的半年到一年中间，我们在完全有信心和忠心这两个方面中间，我们到底做的怎么样？
不是一种 考试 的 成绩, okay? It's not a test that has like a score that we compare with one another.
这不是一个打分数，有打分数的考试，我们可以比较成绩。
But rather, it's a measure of something of far greater importance.
这实际上是一种衡量一个东西，这个东西是更加的重要。
It's a measure of our intimacy with our Savior Jesus Christ.
这个衡量的是我们和神 耶稣基督我们的救主的亲密关系。
Are you happy with where you are?
你对你现有的状态，你感到满意吗？
Do you know the places you would like to change?
你知道哪些地方需要改变吗？
Do you have a plan in a community for encouragement and accountability to make that change?
你有没有一个计划，或者有一群和你在一起的人，来彼此来鼓励，并且是互相的担责，来改变，来实现这些改变呢？
So often I hear people lamenting, wishing that they were closer to Christ without being willing to pursue every avenue that he has given us to move closer.
常常我听到有人在哀叹说，我希望真是我自己能够和神能够更加亲近，但是呢，他没有用神给我们的所有的那种可能的渠道来实现这个目标。This
is like me wishing that I could lose a little weight.
这个有点像我希望我自己能够稍微减掉一点体重。
But not using my gym membership that I pay for to take some strides.
但是从来不想，就是我买了那个这个健身房的那个卡，但是从来不去用啊，来实现那个减掉方的那个目标。
In some ways, the reality is that I'm pretty much the weight that I want to be.
事实是我自己有时候觉得好像我这个体重就是我想要的那个体重。
Not so much aspirationally.
它并不是说有这个动机，真正的有一个很好的动机去做。But
certainly pragmatically.
只是从这个实用的这个观点去看。
Because if I wanted to look different, I could do something about it.
因为如果我真正的想要去让我这个体型改变的话，那我必须要去做一些事情。
And the same is true about our spiritual lives.
这个我们属灵的生命其实也同样是这样的。
In this typical Greek greeting, Paul wanted to express his care for the recipients of this letter.
在这个典型的希腊语的问候中间，保罗想要表达对那些这个信的受众的一种爱心和关心。
So he said these pretty familiar words.
所以他说了这些非常熟悉的词。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
And these types of greetings aren't uncommon to our own cultures.
这样的这种问候其实对我们的文化来说也是比较常见的。
They're often said to confirm a bit of belonging and hope for the best.
这样的问候，一方面是表示一种归属感，另外一个是表示一种非常好的一种希望和期待。
In America, we sometimes ask a funny question, how are you doing?
在美国我们有时候问这个有点滑稽的问题，你好吗？
Even though we don't really give the person a chance to respond.
尽管我们都没有给对方一个机会来回答这个问题。
My favorite greeting in China was 你吃过了吗？
我最喜欢的这个问候在中国的时候的问候是你吃过了吗？
In its original intent, what a caring way to greet someone who might be in need.
其实按照它这个最原始的字面的意义，是个非常好的一个问候，就是表示对有可能有需要的人的一种关心，你吃过了吗？
But Paul's greeting had three specific purposes.
但是保罗的问候有三个非常特别的目的。
One is to reaffirm in Christ two of the greatest felt needs that people have, one for grace and one for peace.
第一个他确认了人所需要的最需要的两个要求，两个需要就是恩惠和平安。
The second is that he wanted to forecast a little bit of the content of what he would be talking about in the rest of the letter.
第二个原因就是他要稍微预报一下在这封信的后面的那些内容。
But third, I think he wanted to tie together through similar greetings all of the letters to all of the people in all of their circumstances so that they would know that their small churches were tied to the overall body of Christ.
第三个原因, 他在通过这个问候, 他要想把这封信, 这个教会的人, 他所处的状况和其他的人, 其他的教会, 其他的信, 都连接起来, 让他们知道这个小的教会的人是跟
And knowing that this letter was not only going to go to the believers at Ephesus, but would be passed around as a cyclical letter to all of those in Asia Minor, Paul wanted to cover some foundational teaching.
同时他知道这封信不仅仅是写给以弗所教会，这封信会被在西亚教会里头被传送、被传阅。保罗想通过这封信来 讲述一些非常基本的、非常重要的这个教导。
And that is that the necessary components that help us develop our identity in Christ.
而这些东西是所必须的这些成分，来帮助我们，来形成我们在基督里的身份和地位。
Paul sought to tie these newly formed Christian outposts around Asia Minor, to tie them together like an extended family as he uses this letter to answer really important questions.
保罗想要用这封信来把那些 在外邦的那些教会 把他们能够联系起来 让他们觉得他是大家庭中间的一个成员 并且他用这封信来回答一个非常重要的问题。
One of those questions is who are we really?
而这个问题中间的一个非常重要的问题是我们到底是谁?
If all the brothers and sisters in a similar faith united in Christ, we need to have a deeper understanding of who we are and how we have been changed by Christ.
如果所有的弟兄姐妹 有同样的信心 在基督里联合 那么我们需要有一个 更深的认识，这个认识就是我们到底是谁，我们是怎么被改变的。
And that is one of the overall themes of Ephesians.
这是以弗所书贯穿以弗所书的一条主线。
But even more specifically, the first part of this letter seeks to answer just part of that question.
具体的来说，最前面这封信的前面一部分， 是要回答。 这个问题的一个部分,
and that is, what have we been given?
这个部分就是神给了我们什么?
And Paul's answer to that question is that we have been blessed.
保罗对这个问题的回答是神给了我们祝福。
There are some similar words used in the next set of verses that are repeated concepts.
这个祝福这个概念在接下来的这个几段短短的圣经里头不停地出现。
And these are kind of packed into a densely into a small space that are worthy of our deeper understanding.
这个好像是把这些东西就压缩在一个非常小的空间里头，主要来引起我们的注意，让我们对这个问题有更深的理解。
Even in the first few verses, Paul repeats some form of the word blessing.
就在这卷书的前面几节圣经里头，保罗重复了。 这个祝福这个词用不同的形式，多次重复。
He says, first, blessed be the God and Father.
首先他说是祝福是神和父。
And the form of that word talks about one who is worthy of praise and commendation.
这个讲到了神是配得我们的赞美，配得我们的称赞。
He talks about how God has blessed us.
他讲到神怎么样来祝福我们。
And in that form of the word, it talks about to be favorable towards someone, like we have a great benefactor who is being kind to the beneficiary.
这个祝福就相当于是 对接受的人的一种恩待, 一种帮助。
And he talks about spiritual blessings.
他讲到属灵的福气。
And this has that connotation of speaking well, to praise with words, that he has not held back any kind words about those that he loves.
所以这个里面又讲到了他是讲好的, 称赞与赞美的词，并且是全讲出来，不是留一点点余，留一点点下来。
And again, it says that he has blessed us.
然后他讲到了他祝福了我们。
And in that form, it talks about showing kindness to someone in grace, showing kindness to someone who doesn't deserve it.
这个就是讲了他显示了他良善的那一面，以他的恩典，而这个并不是我们所配得的。
To be honest, when he talks about that he has given, blessed us with every spiritual blessing, I'm not sure that I fully grasp the meaning of that phrase.
老实地说，对于这个赐给我们各样属灵的福气，我不是很肯定，我完完全全理解它的意义。
But it seems to be part of a line of argument for Paul as he begins to dismantle the very worldview of the Ephesians.
但是实际上看上去像是保罗在完全的打破以弗所的世界观。
The rich and privileged people of Ephesus had every worldly blessing.
因为那些富裕的以弗所人他们有世界上所有的这个物质上的财富。
But all of those blessings were temporal.
但是所有的这些财富都是暂时的。
So Paul countered with the concept of eternal blessings.
所以保罗的回应就是用永恒的祝福来回应。
These are the type of blessings rooted in the Spirit of God's work in our life to bring forth salvation.
而这些属灵的财富是在神的灵中间住在我们，神的灵住在我们中间来带来这个带来救恩。
To be clear, there is no hint here of the prosperity gospel.
非常我要强调的是说给我们各种属灵的福气并没有成功神学的这个意思在这里。
In fact, this is an apologetic to show that God's blessings are far more valuable than all of the distractions that we seek here on earth.
反而是这是一个保罗的一个护教，他是要告诉大家，神给我们的祝福是远远超过世界上所有的物质财富所能够给我们的。
So in the rest of this passage, all the way through verse 14, Paul enumerates the nature of these spiritual blessings.
所以在接下来的这个经文一直到十四节，保罗一个一个的列出来这些神给我们的属灵的福气，神给我们的祝福的这些性质和特性。
And even though there could be a separate sermon preached on each one of these different blessings, I think there's value in reading through all of them together.
虽然在每一个祝福这个话题上我会有专门的讲到，但是仍然有价值我们一起来看看所有的这些这个祝福。
Because they weave a beautiful tapestry of God's unconditional love for every one of us.
因为这些祝福就像是编织了一个非常美丽的一个挂毯。
So there are seven blessings in this passage.Some that come from the Father, some from the Son, and some from the Holy Spirit.
有七个不同的祝福，有的是来自于父神，有的是来自于子，有的来自于圣灵。
The first is that we are chosen in Him.
第一个就是我们是在他里面被拣选。
This difficult to understand proposition that before the foundations of the earth, we have been planned.We have been known, we have been chosen, and we have been loved by God.
有时候不是那么容易理解，在创世以前，我们已经被拣选，我们已经被认识，被计划，我们已经被爱。
We are not an accident or an afterthought of God's creation.
我们不是一个意外，我们也不是神造了我们之后还带来了一个后面那个东西。
And if chosen before we were ever created for sure our actions play no part in our own salvation.
所以因为我们是在创世以前就被拣选，所以我们自己所做的任何的东西跟我们得救没有任何的关系。
The point is that we have been chosen, that we would become holy and blameless, that we would become set apart as part of God's plan in redeeming his children.
所以这个最重要的一点就是我们被拣选，我们变成圣洁和无可指责，我们变分别为圣，成为神救赎计划的一部分，是我们是神救赎的儿女。
Second, we were predestined to adoption.
第二个是我们预定被神收养。
It says that we were adopted as sons. Even the daughters were adopted as sons.
这里说我们是被神收养的儿子，女儿们也是儿子。
And this is really important as it we come to the issue of inheritance.
这个非常重要，因为这个儿子女儿对这个继承权是有关系的。
We were adopted because of the kind intention of his will.
我们被拣选是因为神他自己的旨意。
In this kindness, our future service is not a demand, but it's a participation in what God is doing.
这个旨意是他出于他的良善，这不是一个要求我们要做工，而是出于他的良善。
And we were adopted to the praise of the glory of his grace.
我们被收养进入到 赞美他的荣耀，他的恩典的荣耀。
Third, we have redemption through his grace.
第三，我们是通过他的恩典得到救赎。
It's so important for us to know that before our salvation, we were never close to pleasing God through our actions.
我们必须要理解，在我们得救以前，我们自己的行为远远。 根本就到不了让神所喜悦的地步，不管你做什么。But
we have always been pleasing to God as part of his creation.
但是我们始终是神所喜悦的，因为我们是他创造的一部分。This
is so hard for us to understand.
这对我们来说是一个非常困难，非常难理解的一个概念。
How could God love such a rebellious creation enough to redeem them to be his children?
神怎么会爱他那些悖逆的创造者，被创造者，到一个地步来救赎他们，让他们成为他自己的儿女。
And the point is that God wanted to lavish his grace upon us.
要表达的意思就是神他要丰丰富富的让他的恩典显在我们身上。This
word lavish is maybe my favorite word out of this whole passage.
这个丰丰富富可能是我这一段圣经里头我最喜欢的一个词。Sometimes
we think that God has given us just enough grace to cover all of the bad things that we have done.
有时候我们觉得神给了我们刚刚好这么多的恩典来
But that's not the meaning of this word.
但是这不是这个词的意思。
So I started thinking in my mind, how can I explain this term, this lavish love of God?
所以我一直在想，我怎么样来解释这个词，这个是 lavish， 中文翻成丰丰富富，实际上是比丰丰富富还要丰丰富。
So related to my other struggle, I only came up with examples of food.
跟我这个另外一个挣扎，这个跟食物有关。
It's God is not trying to conserve things.
神不会不舍得把什么东西留下来。
So when we ordered the ice cream with a little bit of chocolate syrup, it is God emptying the bottle on the dessert that we have ordered.
就像是我们要订那个冰淇淋上面要一点那个巧克力的那个东西，神就把那个瓶子完全倒空给你加进去。
When we order the hot chocolate, He uses the whole can of whipped cream just for our one cup.
就是我们要那个巧克力这个杯子的时候，他把整个那一杯东西全部给你加进去。
The way that God lavishes His grace on us simultaneously makes us so excited, but it also makes us really uncomfortable.
神这样丰丰富富的把他的恩典给我们，让我们觉得非常的兴奋，但是同时也会让我们觉得这个有点不自在。
Because though we want to be fully loved, we don't have the capacity to receive or understand how much God loves us.
虽然我们想要被神爱，但是我们没有这个能力来完完全全的理解神有多爱我们。
But He wants to communicate that His grace is unending.
但是他想要告诉我们，他的恩典是没有终结的。
The fourth is that the mystery of His will was made known to us.
第四点是他旨意的奥秘会向我们显明。
Though He started with the Jews, His goal was always to reach the Gentile.
虽然他从犹太人开始，他的最终的目标是一直是传到外邦。
And there's this repeated theme of those who have been blessed become a blessing. It started all the way back with Abraham in Genesis 12.
有这条主线经常出现，就是被祝福的要变成他人的祝福，从亚伯拉罕开始。
And so for us, the stewardship of being spiritually blessed is to become a blessing to others spiritually.
所以对我们来说，我们怎么样来管理？ 神丰富丰丰富富的给我们属灵的，这个恩，属灵的这个福气，使我们变成他人的祝福。This
idea should utterly transform the way that we think about our salvation.
这个理解应该完完全全的改变我们如何来理解救恩这个。
Fifth, we've obtained an inheritance.
第五，是我们得到了这个遗产。
And this is why we were all adopted as sons.
这就是为什么我们都被收纳为他的儿女。
Because we all get a full portion of the inheritance.
因为我们每个人都得到我们能够继承的那一份遗产。
Your culture can understand this better than my culture.
也许你们的文化可能理解这点比我的文化更容易一点。Because
in your history, it's been different than in my history.
因为你们的历史跟我们美国的历史其实是不一样的。Because
the daughters were not always offered part of the inheritance because they would be married off into someone else's inheritance.
因为女儿常常并没有完成的继承权，因为她们会嫁出去。
But as God offers us that inheritance, both to male and female, we all get a full portion of what God's blessing for our life will be.
但是神把我们那个，把这个继承权，把这个遗产给我们每一个人，不管是男的还是女的，所以我们都是儿子。
And that blessing is that we exchange the temporal for the eternal.
而这个祝福，让我们把。 在世界上暂时性的东西转变成一个永恒的东西。We
get a place in heaven.
我们在天上有一个地方。We
get a crown of righteousness.
我们有公义的冠冕。We
get a seat at the banquet table of Christ.
我们在耶稣的宴会上，我们有一个座位。And
we get to be in the presence of Jesus for all of eternity.
我们会。
Six, our identification with Christ is sealed by the Holy Spirit.
第六，我们和基督在一起的这个身份被打上了圣灵的记印。As
we entered into the family of God, our salvation was sealed eternally through the Holy Spirit's indwelling in our lives.
当我们 进入神的家庭的时候，我们有圣灵住在我们中间，我们的身份有圣灵的印记。It
can't be changed.
这个身份是不能改变的。It
can't be lost.
也不会丢掉。
It can't be given up.
也不会被放弃,
and it can't be marred.
也不会被弄坏,
once we are adopted, we cannot become unadopted.
我们被接纳了,不会,永远不会被不接纳。
We are branded to be his children.
我们已经是这个打上了那个牌子,我们是神的儿子。
We can become either good or bad representatives of the faith.
虽然我们可以是好的代表或者不好的代表,我们信仰的代表,可以是好的,也可能是不好的。
We can become either good or bad recipients of his grace.
这个恩典的这个受,接受恩典的,我们可能是这个好的榜样,也可能是不是太好的榜样。
But we are always his children.
但是我们永远是他的儿女。
And the last is that we're given the Holy Spirit as a pledge.
第七是我们被赐圣灵作为一个保证。
The Holy Spirit is the active down payment for what will certainly come.
这个圣灵就像是一个第一批这个付的款。 这个代表了将来还有一批一批的这个付的这个钱。The
Holy Spirit is our proof of Jesus' return and of our eternal home.
这个圣灵是一个印证，就是耶稣还会回来，我们有一个永恒的家在天上。The
Holy Spirit is God's living help within us to help us navigate this world until that happens.
这个圣灵是给了我们一个 活着的希望，让我们能够在这个世界上能够克服各种各样的阻碍。
All to the praise of His glory.
都是为了神的荣耀，赞美神的荣耀。
So what is the response to all of this blessing?
我们讲了这么多的祝福，那我们的回应应该是什么？
When I was a child, I was, no matter how many gifts I received, I was always happy to receive one more.
当我还是个孩子的时候，不管我得到多少个礼物，我总是还想再要一个。But
as I've grown older, I see the measure of love, the commitment, and the sacrifice of things I've been given.
等到我逐渐长大的时候，逐渐理解了，在这些礼物的背后的爱、承诺和牺牲。Sometimes
to the point of even feeling a little uneasy.
理解了这些，有时候我。 甚至觉得,哦,这个有点,心里有点不安。
So seeing this pile of gifts that God has lavished upon you, how are you feeling about that today?
所以看到了神给我们丰丰富富堆起来的这些礼物,你自己有什么感觉今天?
Let me ask a couple of questions of application.
让我问大家几个应用的问题。
What changes when we really believe that all of these in all of these blessings and allow them to rule our life? What happens when we become a steward of all these blessings as we become a blessing to others?
知道怎么样来管理这些属灵的福气的时候，我们怎么样来改变，让这些祝福，让我们受到了这个祝福，让我们成为别人的祝福。What
changes when we focus on what will happen in eternity more than what will happen temporally?
当我们把目标放在永恒的事情上，而不是在世界上暂时的事情上的时候，我们应该有什么样的改变？
And how would our personal lives and personal ministries look if we committed to live out of all that we've been given instead of just focusing on what we're trying to earn for ourselves?
如果我们把重点放在我们所得到的这些祝福，而不是把重点放在我们要想去做、要去得到，那这个对我们的个人的生活和我们的这个信仰的服饰会有什么样的改变呢？
As I said at the beginning, I love the start of a new academic year. It's a time to reflect on the places where I can trust God more, step out in faith, and seek to grow in my relationship with God.
这是一个时间, 让我们来思想, 哪些方面我可以信靠神更多, 走出我们的信仰, 然后, 在和神的关系里头能够更加的长进。
And this year, maybe more importantly than in years before, a new start is going to be really important.
今年这个重新的开始可能比往常比起来来得更重要。
It's a chance to start again after more than a year of unknown circumstances and unsettled outcomes.
这是一个机会, 在我们经过一年的, 不可知的这些情况, 然后, 这个不安定的这个状态之后, 让我们能够有一个机会, 让我们重新开始。
In a week or two, we get the opportunity to kind of start again as a church.
大概差不多2个星期以后, 我们可以, 重新开始作为一个教会, 我们可以重新开始。
For me, it feels a little bit like a second chance.
对我来说, 这个有点像是第二次机会。
Will we be able, we will be able to get together in a renovated building, hopefully with renovated hearts.
我们将会在一个更新完全更新的一个主堂里头聚会, 但是我们的心是不是也被更新了?
And as we think about taking inventory for what we will need in the new sanctuary and the new offices, we also need to take inventory of our own lives and think through the different parts that are important.
当我们开这个清单, 看我们在新的主堂聚会的时候还缺哪些东西的时候, 也许我们应该看看我们生命中间有哪些东西, 也要把它列出来, 需要改变。
If we set aside our own pursuits, whether they're academic, economic, political, or for personal security, as primary goals, and begin to pursue Christ as the most important priority for the next year, how will our lives be different?
如果我们把原来所追求的东西包括是这个学业上啊, 财务方面, 政治方面, 和个人的这个安定方面, 把这些东西放下, 不再把它们作为主要目标, 而是把和神的关系作为主要目标, 在下一个年中间, 哪些东西会改变我们?
How could our church be different?
我们的教会会怎么样不一样呢?
And as we look all the way to the end of the semester in May, how could our community even be different?
那我们再往前看，一直到五月份下半年度结束的时候，我们那个社区会有哪些不一样的地方？
This means we might need to read more of God's word than our random things on the internet.
这个也意味着我们要读神的话更多，而不是读网上的这些。
It might mean that we need to watch out for the needs of our neighbors more than we watch all the things we watch on Netflix. This means that we would use our physical blessings to build bridges so that we may be able to share our spiritual blessings.
这个也意味着也许是我们用我们物质上的 这个祝福来构建桥梁，来分享属灵上的祝福给别人。
This means we would focus on speaking out our speaking up in love, rather than just speaking out our opinions.
也许这个意味着我们讲话的时候是出于爱，而不是说想要讲出自己的观点。
As we spend time meeting, engaging, and pursuing new people to bring to church. With whom we could share Christ.
当我们和人交往, 和人进行交谈, 来请人, 新的人来到我们教会, 我们, 让和他们分享耶稣。
Our year would be formed around helping people to find and follow Jesus.
这个我们新的一年, 这个中心将会围绕着, 怎么样来帮助人, 来认识, 来跟随耶稣。
And come May of 2022, we would be ready to celebrate all that he has done through us as a people and through us as a church.
2022年的5月, 我们应该来完全准备好来一起来庆祝神在我们中间所做的。
Can each of us commit to acting like a child of the King and representing his kingdom and living out of the spiritual blessings that he has given us? Because if we don't, we will receive exactly that which we have earned.
因为如果我们不这样做的话, 我们所得到的只是我们自己努力去做得来的。
Temporal blessings that we spend on ourselves that leave us longing for something more.
而这些东西就是暂时性的一些祝福, 虽然我们能得到, 但是带来的是我们会来渴望更多的东西。
And the choice is ours.
这个选择是我们每人自己的。
Amen.